Earlier, we told you about the memorial to honour a forgotten war hero of the Great War. In our first feature, Derek James told the remarkable story of Sydney Day. Your reader is Christopher Speak.
He was a one-man army on the bloody battlefields of the First World War. But when he came home to Norwich, he was quiet, modest, and almost embarrassed by the fact he'd become a hero. The flags were flying, the crowds were cheering, and they all wanted to slap him on the back and shake his hand. His name was Sydney Day, VC. And now, at long last, he is to be honoured in his city. A century ago, we were fighting for our lives. Thousands of men, some still boys, went to war. So many didn't return, and those who did were never the same again. They'd been to hell and back. Meanwhile, at home, times were tough. We needed heroes, people who would lift our spirits. The first man to receive the Victoria Cross, the nation's supreme award for gallantry from these parts, was hard man, Company Sergeant Major Harry Spitfire Daniels. Born at Wyndham, he grew up in a Norwich orphanage and became a professional soldier. Another modest and almost shy man, wanting to talk about others rather than himself, he was awarded his VC for bravery in March of 1915, and thousands of people turned out to welcome him back to Norwich a few months later. Last year, a specially engraved stone to honour Harry was unveiled by the War Memorial at Wyndham, and now, in August of next year, a stone will be placed by the Norwich War Memorial to remember and pay tribute to another VC, Sydney Day. This is all part of a government move to pay tribute to our First World War heroes, and it's one which is welcomed. While Harry was a professional soldier, young Sydney was a quiet butcher's boy who grew up at Lakenham, but moved to Saxmundham to further his career, and when the war broke out, he joined the Suffolk Regiment. His bosses liked what they saw and promoted him to Lance Corporal before he travelled to France and straight into the thick of the action at the Battle of Loos. On the front line, this was his baptism of fire. Under intense gunfire, he realised he was the only member of his platoon not wounded. He saw his officer, Lieutenant Stevens, badly hurt. Deciding he had to save him, he picked him up and was running, carrying him to a place of safety, when a bullet from a sniper's rifle killed the officer. The officer's family later presented Sydney with an inscribed cigarette case for doing all he could to save his life. It took Sydney several days to reach his battalion as they moved into Belgium and to Ypres in the winter of 1915. By then, Sydney had a reputation as a tough soldier who always did what he could to help others. His war almost ended at Terrible Mons the following year, when he was shot four times. One bullet struck him over the heart, but his cards and things in his breast pocket saved him. Others hit him in the groin, the thigh, and the side. Sydney was almost dead, but this was Sydney Day of Norwich, a survivor. Bleeding profusely, he lay huddled in a hole for a day and a half, or for a day and a night, before dragging himself, blood-soaked and filthy, three long and agonising miles to the dark dressing station. Many couldn't believe he was still alive. He was treated for his injuries and later transferred to the Norfolk War Hospital set up at Thorpe. He was finally home, surrounded by family and friends.